And now your letters. Neil Wells of Kirkland, Washington, was unhappy with our coverage of yesterday's protests against the Iraq War. We aired reports from rallies here in Washington, D.C. Mr. Wells writes, "Based on your stories, I would have had no idea there were events in other major U.S. cities, and I wouldn't have heard comments from other speakers besides Cindy Sheehan. It's as if the name of the program really now is Some Things Considered." We received many letters from listeners proving that 50 years after its publication, Vladimir Nabokov's novel Lolita remains highly controversial. Dave Bodd of Grand Junction, Colorado wrote, "NPR's celebration of Nabokov's infamous Lolita was tough to stomach. There is nothing thought-provoking or entertaining about sexualizing children. I cringed as the accolades for the book gushed forth from the usual literary suspects." Listener Jim Foster of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, was delighted to hear Noah Adams' feature on the passionate followers of NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt. Mr. Foster wrote, "For years I have thought I was unique on the face of the earth, a passionate NPR listener who also likes NASCAR." Mr. Foster continues, "Sometimes it seems like every NASCAR fan is a close-minded right-winger who gets his news exclusively from Fox News Channel and Rush. Apparently there are other people like me." But Noah's piece struck a different chord with listener Mark Eber of Fort Wayne, Indiana. "If y'all just noticed this three on the back of the pickup trucks thing, you need to get out of the Beltway more often. It started immediately after Earnhardt's death, complete with halos and angel's wings." If you think we're a little slow on the uptake, or if you think we're ahead of the curve, let us know. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us. Select Weekend All Things Considered and send us your thoughts. And please tell us where you live, include a phone number, and how to pronounce your name.